were sounding about the same, but yeah, this one's better now. KF8S. And what was I going to say? I had another thought. I can't remember. Yeah, a lot of us have gone to the RT3S. You know, we switched to that for a while, then everybody was buying those RT3Ss. And as you know, you put that open GG77 software on there, and those already have those power levels for you. And then you can take it a one step further. You can actually calibrate. You can go in and, you know, you take your watt meter, and you can calibrate the power settings for the different bands. And it works pretty well. I mean, there's one that's like 50 milliwatts on the HT, and that lets that thing last all day almost.
Yeah, I've got that radio, but I use that as a DMR radio. I use that as my carry-around radio. I'm HT4, and then, of course, the Motorola bug bit me, thanks to WRCY, you know, Don. And I really like that radio, but that one you can't do too much with. That one, it is what it is. So, but that's carry around. But yeah, that RTS, that's a real, with that Open 77, Open GD77, that's a real nice, easy radio to program. It just floors me how nice and easy that is.